105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Almost just like today with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Thank you, Waylon. So kind to him. He's a good man. We appreciate you joining us. There's a bunch of good people out there, too, for joining us. We appreciate you. Friday Eve, everybody. James behind the mic, joined by your program director here at 105.5 WIRI.
Good morning, everyone. I like that. You know, we need to make every day, like, what is its relation to Friday?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, every day. So we got today is, like, Friday Eve. And then Wednesday is, like, Friday... I can't even think of anything right now.
Friday Fortnite.
Friday Fortnite.
Nobody knows what a Fortnite is anyway.
Right. So, I mean, it feels like a Fortnite. Yeah. You know, it's Wednesday, so long away. It's so far away. Though. Friday,
Monday,
man.
Monday would be a Fortnite. Monday would be a Friday Fortnite.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll figure it out. We have got some good stuff lined up for you, everybody. Going to kick things off with a little bit of requested music in a moment. Let's go ahead and dive into some country music news while we're at it. We'll also get into our schedule a little bit later as well. Got some great baseball and softball on the radio dial for you the next couple of days.
We do.
Trisha Yearwood has one of the best country voices of all time, most people will say. But if you ever asked if she was a songwriter, she would say no right away as well.
Huh.
And the reason might surprise you. It was because when she was 19, she submitted a bunch of poetry at a songwriter's meetup, and some guy told her that she's not really a writer.
Oh, no.
And she just accepted that as fact for the next four decades. But turning 60 really shook things up for her. She was on the Today Show and talked about it. She said, quote, "I had this aha moment. Everything opened up. And I just thought, that doesn't have to be the truth about me just because somebody says it. And I started writing for me."
Very good.
Trisha's new album, The Mirror, comes out on July 18th. I like Trisha Yearwood. I wouldn't say that I go out of my way to find her music or anything, but I enjoy her voice a lot. I like her from what I know of her a lot.
Right.
This is the first time I've been excited about Trisha Yearwood. I'm a gigantic fan. All my favorite artists write their own songs.
Right.
And it's not something I set out to do. It's just the way my brain works and my taste is.
Sure.
There's something about hearing an artist sing their own work that just does it for me. I would rather have somebody who is not as great of a singer doing their own music than somebody who is an amazing singer
doing someone else's music.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now, I also get that not everybody in Nashville is a songwriter.
Sure.
Which is shocking. I thought they were.
That's they all were, right? Yeah.
Like
even the bus drivers, you know, they're writing music on the side, right?
I think, Tim, you're absolutely... It's like when you go to California, everybody's an actor.
Yeah.
You go to Nashville, everybody's either a songwriter.
Yeah.
Nobody's really actually waiting tables.
Yeah, right.
They're just waiting for their break.
Exactly. Wow. I also play Dobro. You know, that's on the side. You know, I may look like a trash collector, but you know.
There's times where I've been off on that too, though, because if you would ask me, well, Tim McGraw must write his own songs. That man put so much feeling into his work and everything, and I don't believe he's written any of them. I don't think he...
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Not a whole lot, at least.
Most of them.
There's a handful of artists like that, but for the most part, I'm very into artists doing their own music.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that we might even hear a different version of her with her doing
her
own work.
Yeah, because she's going to have... I mean, it is a different thing. You're putting your heart and soul into what your music, your lyrics, and that sort of thing. You got to think that you would be, you know, that you would put the same amount of effort and care into singing and producing them, that sort of thing. I just think it's insane that one person says one thing and then she doesn't write for 40 years. That's sad. I mean, I feel bad for her. It's like, wow, to think one little comment like that could cause something like that. I'm glad she's past it now, but man.
It's interesting how for some people you hear that and that just motivates you to write a billion songs.
Right.
And some people it discourages them and everything. That's why I think I will say until my dying breath, encouragement, support costs nothing, can mean everything.
That's right.
It goes so much farther. What that person could have done is say, well, I don't know that I see a writer here, but you could work on it. Mm-hmm. My mother's favorite word in the world, tact. There's ways of doing these things without being a jerk. Who she might have been a good songwriter. This guy might have just had an ego and didn't
who
like
knows?
It.
Yeah,
who
exactly.
knows? He might have been having a bad day. Who knows what it was? Either way, he's a jerk.
Yeah,
I'm happy for Trisha Yearwood. Yeah. I was told when I was young that I would never be a leading man. I'd never get any leading man roles. I'm only going to play villains my whole life. It motivated me. Now, I never thought that I'd actually get some of the roles that I have in like rom-com stuff or anything like that, or playing Sherlock or George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, any of that stuff. But it motivated me.
Mm-hmm.
It pushed me in different directions, which opened me up to those roles, opened me up to other things. I hope it does that for her.
Me too. I think that's really cool. That's a great time. And it's one of those things where it doesn't matter how old you are.
Yep.
I mean, she can get a whole new career, and I think that's really cool.
Even if she's not writing for herself.
Exactly. Maybe writing for other people.
Which would be really cool for full
Wouldn't
circle
Wouldn't that be
for her.
Something? Yeah.
Kenny Chesney just celebrated his first day of rehearsal inside the Las Vegas Sphere.
The Sphere.
It's got to be a little weird, with obviously with all the people in there and everything, but I would think it'd be even weirder when it's just you and your band.
That's got to feel a little funky, yeah.
I'm not claustrophobic, but I feel like I might be inside of there. I feel like that might be the one thing to do it to me.
You're used to like square walls or rectangles, but this is round, yeah.
He said, quote, "I cannot wait for everybody to see it. There's going to be so much going on. We're going to mess with your brains a little bit."
Whatever that means.
Kenny Chesney said.
Yeah, okay.
"We're going to throw," I thought I would expect that from Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, right.
"We're going to throw music at you really loud. Can't wait for y'all to come see in Vegas." In the comments, Megan Maroney posted "Let's Go." So now everyone is wondering whether she's going to make an appearance at the Sphere.
Maybe. That's something. Okay, I've noticed this with my son, my teenager. That is the answer to everything. They're excited about something happening. He did that. He's like, he invited his friend over. It's like, "You come over. You want to come over on Saturday? Come over at 12. And then he texts back, "Let's go." It's like, what? Chill. All right. Settle down.
Well, now we know what the cool kids are saying. Now we know what the hip. Okay, I got to use that. Yeah,
now we're going to kill it.
The only reason I work with young people is so I can learn a lingo.
Learn the slang, man. You got to learn that slang.
Yeah. It still doesn't help me.
No, really.
To be fair, they just put out a song together, so she could just be supporting her friend or anything like that. The song they got out, "You Had to Be There," it's number 5 on the list of best country songs of the summer of 2025.
Yes, which we haven't even gotten to yet. Nice.
How can you put that list out? Wait a minute. You can't put that list.
Wait, Billboard.
You can't do that.
You can't do that, Billboard. Stop that.
Like, I know there's a lot of talk of pandering in country music nowadays. That's a little much for me. You can't, we haven't even gotten to summer yet.
Yeah, we're not technically, not even in June.
Let spring have its thing, man.
Come on.
Its thing. But do you think she'll be playing it with Kenny at the Las Vegas Sphere? A lot of fans think so. You'll have to find out. His residency starts, today and runs through June 21st.
Yes. He's going to be there for a month. Okay.
Yeah.
It's got to be weird. I wonder what it's like for artists who are used to touring. Have a residency, and I'm sure there's a lot of great things about it. You don't have to move, get in the bus every night, and travel to the next town or something like that. You just get to stay put for a while, but you still get to perform every night. That's pretty cool. I think they must like that.
Being in a city that's such a transplant city like Vegas, you're going to get, usually probably a different audience every night, too.
That's true.
And for certain artists, like I was thinking about this with Carrie Underwood and everything, she has toured a lot and she's worked really hard and everything. This is really kind of a full, I wouldn't say obviously an end to her touring or anything like that.
Right.
She's very young yet. Mm-hmm. But it feels kind of like one of those things where she's trying to do other stuff and maybe this was her last big tour or something along those lines.
Sure.
It feels like a great wrap up. That's what Vegas used to be with Wayne Newton and in some of those acts where
Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's where that was retirement. Vegas was retirement for what retirement was for most of the country of Florida. Vegas was for singers.
For certain entertainers, right. Yeah. man.
It's changed with
completely.
That. And now it is that they've tried to go so family centric with Vegas and some of those things. And maybe the best thing that James Dolan has done outside of signing Jalen Brunson is this spear. Yes. And people like it. I really would love to talk to somebody that's actually been there, though, mm-hmm. because for me, I don't know that I'd. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, because I've seen the tickets,
yeah,
I'd rather go to Red Rocks. I'd rather go see...
Which is not that far away, right.
Yeah. I don't know there's an artist in the world I wouldn't want to see at Red Rocks. Mm. That's just one of those environments and one of those areas and everything.
Yeah, but, especially the natural acoustics there are amazing. It's not so much performing there. I want to know what it's like to, you know, like you're saying, is to attend a show there. What is it like? Mm-hmm. Yeah, what does it sound like? Is there too much air? You know, is it... Do they have to rock really hard in order to get the sound across? I don't know. I guess it's... I doubt I'll ever get to it.
but
if someone does go, you can report in, you know, let us know what you think.
Do.
So, yeah,
that's the other thing, too. I don't know that there's an act there that I'm dying to see. If they're going to have an act there that I'm dying to see, most of the bands that I want to see are not probably
they're not going to be at the Sphere.
Yeah, no. They're probably not going to play it. Got some good music here. In 2004, Rascal Flatts' Mayberry was number one in the Billboard Country Album charts, their fourth and final single from their 22 album, Melt.
Nice.
We're going to play that one for you right now.
All right.
Take us to Mayberry, a 105.5 WIRI Sunrise show.
Sometimes it feels like this world spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest. Now it's one more day for progress. And we can't slow down, cause more is best. It's all sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. I'm picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. Now I can't fly, but I got 2 feet to get me high up here above. On the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string. People pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by. Bye bye. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road. But I always wake up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by the first name. Watching the clouds roll by.
got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walk in door, puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue collared boys and rednecks. Got lovers, lots of lookers. I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. I love this bar. Yes, I do.
Just a kid along for the ride. They're gonna holler at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I spent 20 years trying to get out of this place. I was looking for something I couldn't replace. I was running. Like a blind dog.
just a mile up the road. Take it in, take it with you when you go.
Who says you can't go home?
Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world, and as a matter of fact, there's only one place left I wanna go. Who says you can't go home?
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
Who says you can't go home?
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
Who says you can't go home?
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
Who says you can't go home?
My parents. They tell me all the time I can't go home.
You can't go home, James. Stop coming home, please.
Bon Jovi.
You can't go home, James.
Bon Jovi with Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles, who says you can't go home on 105.5 WIRI. Seth and James hanging out with you this morning. We got some great baseball on the radio dial tonight, Seth. Softball tomorrow night.
Softball tonight. The weather looking great today, So I think we'll be able to play this one. We've got Stratford coming on to take Assumption High School in baseball tonight. We did have to shift things a little bit, but not by much. So we'll have the pregame at about 4:35. First pitch at about 4:45. Mike Comer on the call with that one. And then tomorrow, just as expected, Menasha and the Lincoln Red Raiders in softball. And that is going to start pregame at 4:20 and first pitch at around 4:30. Mike Comer on the call for that one as well.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The home of high school sports.
That is what we are.
Central Wisconsin High School Sports. Mm-hmm. Nobody's covering more of it than we are. We're a big time thankful to our sponsors.
Absolutely.
Our board ops. And, of course, Michael and Randy and all the announcing that they're doing all season long. We were just talking with Michael about the fall.
Yes. We've been a couple of things that we've talking about, trying to bring a few more games and different sports to the airwaves here, not just football in the fall. So stay tuned, everyone. Hopefully we got some fun stuff on the way.
Keeping things moving with Brad Paisley Beat This Summer, a 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Streets and these docks, but the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass, and I can just feel it all slipping away, and babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer, I ain't ever gonna be this summer with you. Tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end.
And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer, I ain't ever gonna beat this summer with you.
Sweet, I ain't gonna beat, no way I'm gonna beat this summer with you.
into your day with From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery and a good cup of coffee. Spring fever has arrived, so don't let that old morning drag hold you back from the next garden project or walk with your best friend. First stop in for some coffee, tea, or fresh baked goods, or try the new overnight oats and to-go breakfast sandwiches. Stop in for a big hello from the coffee crew. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, where every morning starts with a great cup of coffee to get you going.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Get ready for summer and transform your yard into a vibrant oasis. Head over to Ella's Greenhouse at 1014 Church Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Discover a stunning selection of hanging baskets, beautiful potted plants, and unique custom handmade planters that will bring your outdoor space to life. This Memorial Day, make every corner of your garden a celebration of color. Plus, when you mention this ad, you'll enjoy a fantastic $10 off of any purchase of $50 or more. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your garden. Visit us today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Bobby played his guitar on the hardest side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, 'cause there's no future in the road you're taking. Never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. He said, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody. To the top, but now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains.
his hometown one full moon August night, when he heard a voice in the front row singing. It was a sandy-haired river boy with the same old hungry eyes. He looked up at Bobby and said,
big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up, gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud, gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor, up on the toolbox, it don't matter, down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, the DJ spinning that country song, come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child, they got it in her blood to get a little wild, ponytail and a pretty smile, roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms, spin me around this big old barn, tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song, come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. The river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, for the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Oh, country girl, country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me.
like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have, but sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down might lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, the me that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed, but you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall, I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
Tim McGraw on 105.5 WYRI. We are out, James and Seth. Well, I am, Seth,
yes,
actually.
You get to stay. You get to hang out with me, everyone. We've got the second cup coming up in just a little bit. And around 9:30, we've got Cowboy with Your Coffee. I'm going to talk a little, going to play a cowboy song for you, so stick around for that one, everyone. And then keep playing until about noon when Katie Cruz takes over. And then don't forget, later tonight, we've got baseball action coming your way. Mike Comer on the call. We've got Stratford versus Assumption. 4:35 pregame, 4:45 first pitch. Make sure you tune in for that.
Join us for it, everybody. Have a great morning. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Here's some Kane Brown on 105.5 WYRI Sunrise Show.
Let's get it. Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson chatter. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl. You give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on my radio. Let's take our time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I stranded on an island. Only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience in Marshfield on Friday, May 30th and Saturday the 31st for the highly anticipated 2025 Dairy Fest. Start with the Mayor's Breakfast Friday morning, including eggs, pancakes, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Then picnic in the park Friday evening starting at 5 with food trucks, inflatable attractions, a petting zoo, hands-on experiences with Marshfield Fire and Rescue, face painting, and bingo. The fun continues Saturday morning with a craft show at 9 and the parade at 11, kicking off from 2nd and Central. Cap off your day with more food and fun with Family Fun Day at Wenzel Plaza from 1 to 4. Be sure to say hi to Seth and Dottie B from the 105.5 FM WIRI team. They'll be broadcasting live and wandering about the fairgrounds from 9 to 11 Saturday morning. Don't miss the fun! The 2025 Marshfield Dairy Fest, where unforgettable family fun awaits. Learn more on the events page at visitmarshfield.com.
Celebrate your graduate with a gift they'll treasure forever. Visit Paul Gross Jewelers for the perfect keepsake that they'll cherish for a lifetime. Whether it's a classic watch or a timeless necklace, make this milestone unforgettable. Show your pride with something as brilliant as their future. And as always, Paul Gross Jewelers will offer free engraving and gift wrap with your purchase. Stop in today and let them help you find the perfect gift. Paul Gross Jewelers in Wisconsin Rapids, where memories are made to last.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Your weather is brought to you by Ella's Greenhouse, 1014 Church Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Mention this ad and save $10 on your next $50 purchase. Make your yard more colorful with Ella's Greenhouse.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And the latest report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows a spike in the number of young people who are struggling. And 1 in 5 adults in the country experience mental illness every year. The National Alliance on Mental Health says many hesitate to seek help from stigma, fear, or uncertainty.
Feeling anxious and uncertain is incredibly normal. Most people feel that way. But also letting them know that we might never feel 100% ready. It might never feel like the right time. We might always have a little bit of anxiety going into it, but usually we have to get through that anxiety and get through that tough experience in order to start to feel better.
That's Jessica Schaefer, a licensed clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She says one of the most effective ways to begin improving mental health well-being is through emotional self-awareness. By tuning into our internal cues throughout the day, we can address feelings like stress or being overwhelmed before they escalate.
Just like we pay attention to our body, if we're hungry, then that means we need to eat, right? So listening to our emotions. If I'm starting to feel overwhelmed, instead of pushing that off throughout the workday or throughout the entire week, maybe I check in with myself, give myself a little bit of break.
And for those looking to support someone else, Schaefer recommends leading with empathy and curiosity. Instead of offering advice right away, start by asking what they need.
Some people are going to want to really share, and some people aren't going to feel ready to do that. And we all want and require support in different ways.
And building resilience can start with small but powerful habits. Practices like noticing moments of gratitude or surrounding yourself with emotionally supportive people can help you feel more grounded, especially during challenging times.
Find the silver lining in things that are going on in our life.
For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Almost just like today with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Sun shines, clouds rain, train whistles blow and guitars play. Preachers preach, farmers plow, wishes go up and the world goes round. And I
at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Just
think I need to remind you that your skin on my skin feels just like heaven to me. You look like an angel of mine, but you might want to sleep.